Hello, sports fans. This is Ronnie Bowling with Brentwood Hearing Center. The new Tennessee hands-free law makes it illegal for drivers to hold a phone while operating a vehicle. We'd like to introduce you to the Phonak Marvel, a revolutionary new hearing aid that connects wirelessly to both iPhone and Android. If you're challenged to hear and still tempted to reach for the phone, give us a call at 615-377-0420. We'll help you hear better and comply with the new Tennessee law. Drive safely and don't forget to be hands-free in Tennessee.
Problems that need solving. Recently, Matt Hasselbeck, one-time Titans quarterback and now ESPN football analyst, sent out a picture of a great life hack for frequent business travelers. The gap between the curtains in a hotel room can be a problem. Always morning light slicing through. The sun shoots through that gap. And if you have a chance to sleep in a little bit in the morning in a hotel, inevitably that slice of light does you in. He sent out a picture of a hanger taken from the closet, the hanger that has those clips on the bottom for you to hang your pants from. This hanger was used to pin together the ends of the curtain. Brilliant. A problem solved. Light kept out. Darkness maintained in a hotel room. Problem solved. Sleep in darkness until your alarm goes off. Even better, until you wake up if you have such a privilege. But there are problems that do not need solving that we get solutions to. And that's what I'm here to talk with you about. Hashtag no glasses required. Glenn Levitt, if you say it with a Scottish accent, you say it where the I it's pronounced halfway between an I and an E. Glenn Levitt. I can't do a Scottish accent, obviously. Their ad came out, when was it? October 2nd. I'm looking at it here on my computer. It has 8.7 million views. No ice, no stirrer, no glass. We're redefining how whiskey can be enjoyed. Introducing the Glenn Levitt Capsule Collection, hashtag no glass required. These are whiskey pods. They're seaweed wrapped. This is a very quickly biodegradable. If it ends up in the ocean, it dissolves in a week, something like that, less than a week. It's a... I don't know. You still drink it. You bite into it. You put it in your mouth. You bite into it, and you drink your whiskey. I didn't know that there was a big problem with drinking whiskey. And a lot of people didn't know. Now, my first reaction when I saw this was, this is going to make high school a lot more fun. Right? Getting a bottle of whiskey in high school is difficult. And then what do you do with the bottle of whiskey? You got to stash it somewhere. Got to hide it. The problem with the high school element is that it's going to lead back to this whole Tide Pod fiasco that we had, where kids, because Tide Pods are colorful, disregarded the fact that Tide Pods are poisonous, and they ate them because they looked like they might be candy. And kids are at all time stupid, apparently. At least the stupid element of the kid population is stupider than ever, and they were eating Tide Pods. I don't know, on dares, on challenges, on whatever, in a ridiculous way. Well, now they can get drunk on Glenn Levitt pods. No ice, no stirrer, no glass. Well, No, ice doesn't seem to be that big of a deal. A lot of people like their drink neat. No stir. Well, if your drink is neat, you don't need a stir. You're not stirring it with anything. And no glass. I didn't realize there was a real crisis here. The very first comment on this tweet, finally, that huge burden of having to find a glass, pour liquid into a glass, bring that glass all the way up to my mouth repeatedly in order to drink said liquid, and afterwards cleaning and shelving that glass has finally fallen from my shoulders. I thought that was a beautiful tweet. Makes me a little bit emotional. Part of the advertising campaign for these pods is that it's ideal for, quote, on-the-go consumption. On-the-go consumption for alcohol leads me to Booze It and Lose It, an advertising campaign popular on the airways of 104.5 The Zone, which is where this podcast originates. It has a bit of an echo of One for the Road, something my parents, when they hit drinking age, might have said before DUI became a thing we were conscious of. One for the Road. In college, when we weren't driving at Columbia in New York City because we were walking, called it One for the Spins. My buddy always wanted one at the end. Like, why do we need one at the end? We're about to go to bed. Do I need one to ensure that I go to bed dizzy, wake up hungover, have issues? DUI Mike's business is really going to take off if these pods take off. Ideal for on-the-go consumption. I don't think they're pushing tailgates here that you can do these, you know. On-the-go consumption has a certain movement to it that suggests to me motorized vehicles. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I think this idea is terrible. Another tweet in response to this advertising campaign. This one from Dr. John D. Love. These capsules are very bad, capital letters, for the image of Scotch. In particular, you are cheapening Glenlivet. Scotch is meant to be sipped. Its complex flavors enjoyed in micro sips. As soon as you treat it like tequila or cheap hooch, your brand is dead. End this campaign now. Jackie Summer says, this destroys the experience of tasting a good scotch. You can't nose it. You can't sip it. You can't fold your tongue and then flatten your tongue inside your mouth, exposing different flavor receptors. You can't break a bottle over someone's head. Never listen to marketing. Look, I'm no big fancy drinker. You'll find earlier in this podcast series, I think this is episode 14. Will often gives me the wrong number. I think this is episode 14. He's checking. Earlier in this series, you'll find an episode where I engaged in bourbon drinking education. Nowhere did we discuss pods. And that's a good thing. I hope this idea doesn't take off. It just seems bizarre to me. There are three flavors available in these pods. I'm going to tell you what they are right after I tell you that you should test drive the Phonak Marvel. Brentwood Hearing Center offers five doctors of audiology with more than 85 years of combined experience led by Ann Bowling and Tanya Williams. You've seen their convenient location right off I-65 on Franklin Pike at the Brentwood Old Hickory exit. Pay them a visit, 5544 Franklin Pike, Suite 100. Give them a call to find out what sounds you've missed while hanging with the kids, sitting in that big meeting at the office, or while at the Little League game recently. Give them a call today, 615-377-0420. Visit them online at BrentwoodHearingCenter.com. Brentwood Hearing Center, better hearing, better life. How was that for a tease? Three flavors of these Glenlivet pods: citrus, wood, or spice. Rank those for me. Will Bowling is here. Citrus, wood, and spice. You're a big drinker of fancy liquors.
what is wood? Like, I don't understand.
Don't ask questions. Rank them.
Citrus, wood,
last week's
spice.
Episode was about not rating and underrating. Underrating, overrating. I want you to rate these nonetheless. Citrus, wood, and spice.
Spice is last because what I don't know what kind of spice it is either. Wood is second because, I don't know, the wood of the barrel, that's important for making a good bourbon, a good whiskey, and I guess citrus because I just know what it is by default my top option.
Incorrect. Citrus is the correct answer. These are not flavors of drinks to me. These are candles or colognes. This has not been approved in the United States yet. These were debuted at the Cocktail Innovations event in London. Cocktail Innovations in London. Had I known, I would have got the passport out, taken the direct over, spent a fortune, bid into a pod. I don't get this idea. And I think it's more of a conversation starter than it is a product with the potential to take off. It seems like, it was created for this event and for on-the-go consumption also. But it's created for this Cocktail Innovations event, and then I think it was kind of a toe in the water. And they want to see what kind of reaction they get to see if they would take off. Not approved in the U.S. yet. I guess the FDA would have to approve it. I don't know why it wouldn't get approved except for maybe some of these complaints I have. I think it's, if your lips are broken and you need to drink alcohol, but you can't put your lips against a glass, that's a good way to drink. I was talking with Brad Willis, program director here at The Zone, about problems that don't need solving, problems that don't exist. So this looks like a big one to me. We were talking about this new Samsung phone that I don't know if it's out in wide circulation yet or if we've just seen previews of it. It's a phone that folds in half. Like narrow ways. So it's like the opposite of the flip phone, which would fold in half, at least long ways. This folds in half thin way. And I think that, like, it hinges right on the glass. So, I mean, it's kind of cool that they could make it close that way, but why do we want it to close that way? We've become quite used to our iPhones and our Samsung Galaxies not doing that. I don't see really the demand unless you need this to fit into a very thin pocket and a very precise pair of pants. Seems like it would give you a problem with the case unless the case also folded. I just don't understand it. A lot of these other things that I came up with as like unnecessary, much like these pods, they're edible cocktails. They're marketing gimmicks. The Impossible Burger is a marketing gimmick, right? If I'm healthy enough to not eat meat, am I really going to Burger King to have the Impossible Burger? I don't really get it. Like, I guess maybe if I'm married to a vegetarian and I'm like John Hine, inside joke for Howard Stern fans, I'm a fast food maniac, and I've got to go to Burger King on a regular basis, and I'm dragging my vegetarian spouse with me. She could then have the Impossible Burger. I think as a gimmick, like maybe you'd try it once to see how much it tastes like a burger, but I'm a little bit fascinated and how much, and most of the vegetarians I know are not like this, but there seems to be a good segment of the vegetarian population that seeks things that taste like meat. And I don't know why we want to disguise things that are not meat to taste like meat when the point seems to be to avoid meat. Once upon a time, there was something called Clear Pepsi. It went on this thing that like clarity equaled purity, but it seemed to bust relatively quickly. And I don't even know if it made it to America. It might have only been in Mexico. There was once purple ketchup, I think also green ketchup, which obviously was not dealing with any clarity equaling purity. There's a lot of heavy food dyes in this, but it was a marketing tie-in with Shrek. And so little kids who loved the idea that Shrek was eating crazy color stuff were joining Shrek and eating crazy color stuff. So, you know, at least there's a clever marketing tie-in there. I get that. I don't know about the marketing tie-in here, unless you want to be the first person to tell your friends that you ate Scotch whiskey. The one other thing that really seems to make this not worthwhile to me is the slogan. Glenn Levitt's slogan connected to this is original by tradition. What in the hell does that mean? Will here pointed out that AT&T's slogan is more for your thing, that's our thing. Now, there are some slogans, I don't have any of them in front of me, that like make you think for a second, and then when you get it, you're like, oh, that's pretty good. These are not that. These are slogans that are like, here's a Charmin slogan. Why not enjoy the go? Now, that's a little TMI, right? But they're addressing something that their product addresses, and, you know, why not enjoy the go? Like, it's actually somewhat clever for addressing what they're compelled to address, which their product assists with. More for your thing, that's our thing, for AT&T. Yeah, I got to turn that over in my head several times. And guess what? I lose interest. Makes me less interested in AT&T. Original by tradition. I don't get it. And I don't really get this pod thing. And it leads me back, finally, to some more of these tweets. Are people having trouble pouring into a glass? No one asked for this. From the same marketing department that brought you this, and there's a picture of three tennis balls in a tennis ball can. And then a bunch of half tennis balls in a tennis ball can that says, cutting tennis balls in half lets you store two more tennis balls, saving space. It also makes the tennis balls not functional. Just put it in an IV bag. Let's get to the inevitable conclusion. That probably is really the best idea. And then look, I'm talking to at least some people who attended. I know I'm talking to one of them. He's sitting across from me here. Who proudly attended the University of Tennessee. And at the University of Tennessee, and we know that the Tour de Francia and some rubber tubing is a big tradition there. A flock of seagulls on Twitter asks if this is just simply available in a suppository, which would really kind of cut out the middleman for drinking a Glenn Levitt pod. Another one is good. What if Homer Simpson's brother owned a whiskey company? This is the sort of idea that would come out of that. I don't get it. I think it's funny to talk about. I'd rather people come up with the hangers where you could clip the curtains closed. This is helpful to me. I'm not a Glenn Levitt guy, but if I want Glenn Levitt, a couple liquor stores right around here, the studio, I'd buy a bottle of Glenn Levitt. And if I didn't have a glass, you know what I'd do? I don't know if it's a screw top or a cork top. I'm guessing it's a screw top. I'd screw that bad boy off. I'd take that bottle, I'd put it right to my lips. That's an easy way to ingest. No seaweed involved.
Hello, sports fans. This is Ronnie Bowling of Brentwood Hearing Center. When it comes to your hearing, there's no off-the-shelf one solution fits all because each individual has unique needs. Whether you have difficulty hearing at the dinner table, the boardroom table, or at gatherings with family or friends, our goal is that you fully participate in important conversation. Give us a call today at 615-377-0420 or learn more at BrentwoodHearingCenter.com. We'll help you get off the sideline and back in the game.